Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey, and I got a couple of announcements for y'all. The first is that I'm congested. If you couldn't hear that already on your own, I am congested. I don't know if it's from traveling or not sleeping or what it's about, but yeah, I apologize in advance for that. Secondly, I'm on vacation. Quote, as a workaholic, vacation is kind of stressful. I used to enjoy vacation. But now that I'm the founder of my own company and several other projects, it's actually just stressful. Yeah. So, but that being said, I'm trying my best to catch up with my boys from the military and, have a good time as well, along with Ms. Whitney, who is currently out. Yes, that's right. This episode of Davy Jones Locker is just me, which is rather unfortunate. I miss her, I love having the witty banter and all of that, but she's out there doing important things for her career. So it's just me. It's gonna be a short episode, as Davy Jones Locker is intended to be. But yeah. Again, I'm on vacation, so if you're watching this on video, you already know that. But for those of you listening to this audio only, I put up a virtual background. It's one of the common Zoom ones where it looks like I'm sitting on the beach. Not really, because it's just my, they call it a bust, so to speak, where it's just from my chest area upward, in the middle of this oceanic view. But I gotta tell you, it's nice because it's too windy. As much as I love the beach, my favorite place ever, it's way too windy. But yeah, we're gonna get started with the news here just because I don't really like solo episodes. Not because I hate myself or my content, but I just know when I listen to podcasts, I very much prefer those. I like the back and forth. I really do. If you want to catch me solo, check out my nonfiction book coming out soon or my comedy shows. But yeah, without further ado, we've got some military arrests for you. And, no surprise. This happens every few weeks, every few months. A member of the military was arrested and charged with conspiracy to obtain and disclose information. Dot, dot, dot. Bribery. Yep. It happens all the time. I mean, every time we research for Davy Jones Locker, I always see this, and it's crazy. This time it was the Army. Most of the time, to be honest, it's usually the Navy, because we got more nuclear stuff going on. But this was a U.S. Army intelligence analyst. His name was Corbin Schultz. I believe I'm pronouncing that first name right. Corbin Schultz, U.S. Army soldier intelligence analyst. He was arrested at Fort Campbell. Not sure where that is. Da, 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 da. And he was just going to export technical data related to defense articles without a license. Da, 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 da. So he was arrested and charged with exporting technical data related to defense articles without a license, conspiracy to do that, and then bribery of a public official. And just in exchange for, well, it says in exchange for thousands of dollars. So I'm not sure if they're going to disclose the whole amount, but I don't know how much that information would have been worth. Obviously, the protection of the American people is priceless. I would never do something like that, but it's, what's crazy is they always get caught too. Every time I read about these, it's like they, a lot of time they were snitched on by the country that was trying to sell it to them after they already sold the secrets. Wow. They're identifying the other person, which shows as conspirator alpha. I'm not sure if that's because they don't want to disclose what country it was or with whom, but this goes back to June 2022, to the time of his arrest, which most of these articles I'm reading came out around March 7th. So it's a little bit of older news, but it's still pretty recent and relative. But yeah, he was going to disclose documents, writings, plans, maps, notes, and photographs related to national defense. And, it could be used to injure the United States or to the advantage of a foreign nation. He had a top secret clearance. That's usually how it works for all these. It's always the big dogs, so to speak, who get asked to sell these secrets because they're the ones with access to it. So he was tasked by this conspirator, aka the briber, to gather information related to a variety of U.S. military weapon systems, classified information, and potential plans in the event that Taiwan came under military attack. Well, that's interesting. Included information of the high mobility artillery rocket system, HIMARS, hypersonic equipment information, studies on future development of US military forces, studies on major countries like China and stuff, summaries of military drills and operations. Oh, sorry. He accepted at least 14 payments that totaled approximately $42,000. Which, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like that information is worth a lot more. Again, I wouldn't do it. I'm not vouching for it. But only 42 grand. And apparently, they're saying Conspirator A, Rep Alpha, spoken as Alpha, represented Hong Kong, at least that's what he told Schultz, but who knows if that's the truth. Claimed that he had worked for a geopolitical consulting firm based overseas. So, yeah, it's interesting. They told exactly what he was trying to sell. And I mean, Taiwan is nearish Hong Kong, so to speak. Obviously, I know they're not right next to each other or anything, but within the relative area, if you look at the map. But yeah, and he also sent him three documents that violated the Arms Export Control Act, Alpha Echo Charlie Alpha, an Air Force Tactics Techniques and Procedures Manual for the Hotel Tac 60 Whiskey Helicopter, Air Force Tactics Techniques and Procedures Manual for an Foxtrot 22 TAC Alpha fighter aircraft, and the same type of manual for intercontinental ballistic missiles. Da 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 da. And that's it. Not good. It's not good at all. This has happened a few times this year already. The other ones, which we didn't cover on Davy Jones Locker, were actually from were nuclear based. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, oh, there goes my hat. For those of you listening, the Zoom filter—if I tilt my head, the brim of my hat goes away. But yeah, I know that was a short, bland episode. I apologize, but like I said, Ms. Whitney just went away for work, and it's just me and my dog. So, and I'm congested and tired, and I go to the airport at 3:30 this morning to have her fly out to where she's going, aka California. California, not my favorite place, but yeah. So she's out there doing some things, and I'm trying to catch up on work while on vacation, while the boys are out doing military stuff during the day. So yeah, I just want to make sure that we got an episode of Davy Jones Locker out. I like to keep consistency. Again, short, straight to the point. No jokes or anything. I'm sorry, but be sure to check out, our previous Davy Jones Locker episodes if you're new. There's a lot of comedy, a lot of satire, and a lot of news. Yeah, in fact, if you're new to the channel in general, just check out all my content. Like I said, it's always me and someone else, and we always have a good time. We learn a lot and we laugh a lot. So, yeah, thank you all for tagging along on this episode, and I hope to see you again.
Sailing through the ocean blue. Nuclear reactors, my crew, guiding the ship. The stars as our guide. Through the waves we ride. Jokes of laughter fill the air. On this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside. Nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.